Let's get into our Queensland racing update, and our Queensland racing expert is Chris Nelson. The TAB Queensland Racing Carnival is where champions emerge. We saw that with Zaki. We spoke about Zaki last week. Everyone tipped Zaki. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Zaki was really impressive, though. Chris, how are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Carl. Good evening to yourself and Mark. And he was really impressive. Seeing a lot didn't go his way, he was on his worst behaviour. He knows he's good, Zaki, and he wanted to buck jump out of the mounting yard, and then he wanted to take off on J-Mac mid-race, and he did everything that he could to try and upset the apple cart, but he still got the job done. And I don't think he really handled the track either. So wait for him. Well, he won, but wait for him at Doomben in a week and a half, and you'll see another strong performance, probably at a better suited at Doomben on a different sort of wet track.
Another huge day of racing, this time at Eagle Farm, Chris. Now, it is the Doomben 10,000, the feature race, but it's at Eagle Farm. Please explain.
Yeah, there's plenty of people calling it the Eagle Farm 10,000 this year, but no, it's due to the wet weather we've had all week and the likelihood of forecast wet weather going into the weekend, another possible 80 mils. There's no way Naomi would have raced at Doomben on Saturday. So Racing Queensland and the BRC made the decision this morning to move the meeting to Eagle Farm. And that's a very, very good move because we'll get this meeting go ahead and we'll probably go around on something like a soft track, whereas it would have been needing flippers and goggles if we raced at Doomben.
Wow, that's unusual because we know Queensland this time of the year is supposed to be lovely with the weather normally pretty good. That's not the case. What about the Doomben 10,000. A grand old horse, Kemantari's going around, $8.50 on fixed price. Natural Will are on board, but it won't start favourite, but there's a bit of quality there.
There is, and it's an interesting race. I mean, away from the favourite, Marzu, who's won four from four this campaign, it gets pretty open. Look, had the track have been firm, I'll be happy to take on Marzu, but the fact we will get a bit of give in the ground, I'm probably going to stick with that one. But, look, I don't think I'd be jumping into the short odds. I think there's some other bets on the card at better value. Counter Rupee will run well. Paul Ailey will run well. Isotope should run well. I see it as being an open race. But when you get down to the tin tacks and you do the form and you do your speed map, Marzu is the one that looks to be very well placed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that that is one of the best bets for the day. What others do you like on the card, Chris?
I like Star Tontes, Carl, in race number four, horse number 10. Now, she's a really good mare from the Heathcote stable. She almost won a Group 1 in Sydney during the autumn. She missed out by an eyelash there. She ran in the Victory Stakes, the Group 2 weight for age race here at Eagle Farm a few weeks ago, and she ran so well, and she gets back to her own age and everything on Saturday, and she gets to 1,400 metres. I really can't see her being beaten, all things equal. A roughie in the Rough Habit plate as the three-year-olds head towards the Derby. Number 8, Southern Stock for Chris Munts. There's a few of these I just think might be a little bit risky running out a 2,100-metre trip. Not this one. He's done it before and he likes Eagle Farm. So a few dollars on Southern Stock in the Derby. But, Carl, you got it right last week with Natuno.
Thank you. I'm going to give you one this week. Race 6, number 1, Babylon Berlin, mate. Little each-way pop. It should be starting at around $4, I reckon. So hopefully we can get the chocolates on that in race 6, all right?
I hope you can too because I've got it on top as well. So I hope you're right 2 weeks in a row.
Brilliant. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.